Hi, I'm Marion Elmquist, immediate past president, board member since 1998, and guide for 22 years. I've been a downhill skier since I was 8 and a cross-country skier since I was 22. Today I'm here to talk on this audio cast about what to wear during the week, and I'll break it down into what to wear while skiing and what to wear during the week at the hotel. First, the most important topic, what to wear while skiing. A lot of this is based on a system I've developed for myself over the years. You'll modify these suggestions as you develop a system that works best for you. Cross-country skiing is an active sport, and although it may seem chilly when you first start out, you will soon build up body heat and you'll feel that you're overdressed. That's why it's important to dress in layers so that you can shed or add them as needed. Let's start from the bottom up, first the feet and then moving upward. Feet. You'll want to give your toes plenty of room to wiggle, so socks shouldn't be too bulky. I have two systems. The first is to wear a very thin liner sock and then a medium weight sock. My second system is to wear just a slightly heavier medium weight sock. The most important thing about socks is that they should be of wool or a synthetic material that wicks or attracts away moisture. Nothing is worse than having soggy socks that can then freeze if it's a colder day. One other note about socks and boots. Make sure that in the evening that you air out the boots. Don't put them directly on a heater, but open them up to allow them to air dry. And if you're planning to wear the same socks the next day, give them a chance to breathe and dry. Feet to waist. Again, layers. Long johns should be wickable. They can be polypropylene, lightweight wool, or silk. I get silk long johns from REI that I use for downhill skiing, but I usually wear polypro long johns for cross-country because they wick better. Then, either running tights or other cross-country ski pants. Swix, Kraft, and other brands are available through REI or cross-country shops such as New Moon in Hayward, Wisconsin. If it's your first time skiing and you don't want to make a large investment, consider running tights or pants that you can use for other activities. An additional layer could be wind pants if it's especially breezy or chilly. Hands. Gloves should be lightweight so that you can easily grip your poles. You can wear a lightweight glove liner with a medium weight glove for added warmth. Heavy gloves such as downhill ski gloves are too bulky for cross-country skiing, but it doesn't hurt to have a pair of warm mittens in your pack in case it's an especially chilly day or for when you're not actually skiing. Waist to neck. Am I repeating myself? Again, layers. Next to the skin, I usually wear a polypropylene zip neck thin weight top from North Face. Depending on the temperature and the forecast, I'll wear a thin fleece top over that, and then a windbreaker, zip up, or pullover jacket. Or I might wear a fleece vest over my first layer, and then the windbreaker. Waterproof shells and windbreakers that you can easily move in are good to have. My signature style note is a bandana, folded and then tied around my neck. It's a throwback from before the age of fleece neck gaiters when I downhill skied on really cold days, and if needed, I could wrap the bandana around my nose and mouth. If the day is especially chilly, fleece neck gaiters give added warmth to the neck and can be pulled up over the mouth and nose. So now I use a fleece for that, but I still wear my bandanas as a fashion note. Neck and above. It all depends on how much steam you build up. Wool or fleece hats can keep you warm or overheat me. You could also consider ear bands if a hat is too warm. You'll mostly see me out there without a hat, but I always have one in my pack. And that's the next item. Have a small backpack that you can wear on the trails or park at the Nordic Center to keep the apparel that you'll want to add or subtract during the day. Also, you can put snacks such as a granola bar in the pack and a bottle of water. Some folks wear a fanny pack with a water bottle while they ski. Others leave the pack so that they can ski lighter. You'll sort it out. Although I don't consider this a wearable, remember to have sunscreen and chapstick for those sunny days that we hope for. And don't forget the sunglasses. The sun in Colorado high country is bright. A final note on fabrics, merino wool is having a resurgence, which I consider a good thing. It's natural, it breathes, it is lightweight, and it's very warm. Cotton is not recommended because it retains moisture and it doesn't wick it away from your skin. What to wear in the hotel? Although we're here to ski, there's life at the hotel also. At breakfast, folks mostly are partially in their ski gear or whatever is comfortable to wear to breakfast, and then there's time for a quick change to get ready for skiing. I don't recommend coming to breakfast in your jammies. In the evenings, it depends on what's planned for the evening. Most evenings are casual, so khakis, jeans, appropriate tops, and sweaters work well. And during the week, you'll find that we have a sales room where you can buy long and short sleeve t-shirts provided by our wonderful corporate sponsor, JanSport, and this year, a special 40th anniversary zip neck sweatshirt, and there'll be other things in there that have been either donated by people or our corporate sponsors, so you can add to your wardrobe during the week. The special nights are Norway Night on Friday night and the final banquet on Saturday. Norway Night celebrates our Norwegian heritage as SFL is modeled after a Norwegian event for visually impaired skiers that was begun in 1964. We enjoy Norwegian customs and salmon for dinner and a special program and often some Norwegian dignitaries, and we enjoy wearing our Norwegian sweaters or other Norwegian apparel. Saturday banquet night is more formal. Think about an awards ceremony and a banquet to celebrate the accomplishments of the week. For men, suggested wear is a suit or sports jacket and tie or shirt, sweater, and tie. For women, a lovely dress or dressy slacks and a lovely top is perfect. Think dress up for a special occasion. Even in our casual world, it's fun to dress up and to get out of those jeans and sweats. It's a celebration. Above all, have a wonderful week of skiing and meeting and being with new and old friends, and I look forward to seeing you all out on the trails. Have a great time.